Okay, next on my list, we have gone on and on, both of us, about how fantastic the M1 Mac Mini is. And it
and
is,
still is. And still
and
is.
Still is. It, that the M1 Mac Mini honestly hit it out of the park.
And can I just say here that I heard Carl, I know we go on about Carl a lot, but that's because, you know, he's a friend of ours. I can't remember. But he was talking about the fact that he was doing a podcast. He was running all sorts of software and he was doing lots of stuff in the background. And he said, I'll just have a look at what processors are being eaten. And I think he's got a M1 Mac Mini as well, similar to us.
Yeah, he does.
And it was using 14%.
Yeah.
And he was doing a lot of stuff on there. It's perfectly capable, folks.
All right,
however,
for example,
however, guy,
I have Hindenburg, which is an audio DAW, running and recording three separate tracks. I have Pages open. I have Farrago open. I'm running Loopback in the background to route all the audio. I've got like 10 to 13 tabs open in Google Chrome. And this machine isn't skipping a beat.
No.
As compared to, and for longtime listeners, you may remember way back in the day when we used to record this with GarageBand, you didn't get to see the heated and quite angry reaction. Gaz saw it. You didn't get to see it because my computer froze up in the middle of recording. And we would have to go back and start a conversation all over again. And I think I can say this without fear of contradiction. A conversation started a second time is never as good as it is the first time.
Agreed. Agreed.
So having said all that, the new M1 Mac Mini is awesome. However, the new media engine and encoders, decoders built into the M1 Max and Pro and the M2 are giving me a bit of a headache. So while the M2 Mac Mini is still on the design boards for Apple, I'd buy one tomorrow if it was available, or maybe even the low-end Mac Studio. I was very tempted.
I have a distinct feeling, though, Guy, that the Mac Mini is going to stick a processor behind the Mac Studio.
Yeah.
And the Mac Studio is going to sit slightly behind the more empowered Mac Pro M series of whenever that comes out. And I think, you know, you're going to see not only a difference in the, you know, what the model looks like, but actually the performance capabilities within it, because it makes much more sense to do that. So much that we would love an up-to-date M2 sitting in the back end of the Mac Mini, I don't think you're going to see that for a while. And I think you're always going to be in that position where we want the power from some of the others going down into the Mac Mini. And I just don't think that's going to happen.